Ladies and gentlemen,
the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Mr. Dallas Snyder.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, I have wonderful news and good news for you. I've talked about this before. There's no such thing as chance or accident. And we are not accidents. We are intentional. We are called intentional species. We were meant to be. We did not evolve through evolution. What does that mean? That means that this thing that we call God loved us so much and created us with the power inside of us. And we had to be intentional to be able to hold this power. There were many models before us, we could say, but they're not here today because they could not hold the spirit. They were not evolved to hold the spirit. That means physically and mentally. They could not hold it. So an intentional species was created by this thing that we call God to be able to hold the power, meaning to be able to hold God. And that's what we are. And that's a wonderful thing to understand about yourself, that you were meant to be here, that you were created for a special reason. And that reason was to be able to hold the power of God and to be able to use this power of God. It's an absolute wonderful thing because intentional species are unbound by laws of physics and biology. We are not bound by physics, and we are not bound by biology. So if you can remember that, think of what freedom you will have. This means illness. We are not meant to have illness. And when the world tells you that it's biological, that your genes are doing it, that it's hereditary, now you know that you have a different option to think about. You are an intentional species. You are above biology. You are above physics. You do not have to apply those laws to yourself. You are above those laws. And when you know that, and you know that you can contain this spirit, then you can use this to create your reality and to use that power. So there is no such thing as chance or accident. We did not evolve up the evolutionary ladder. I absolutely believe in evolution. Charles Darwin, who did the whole thesis on evolution, which people now quote all the time. If you read the whole book on evolution, you will see that the conclusion that it came to is that humans had to be divinely intended, because no one can explain how the human eye works. It does not work like other creatures' eyes. We have all kinds of rods and cones and stuff going on in there. And we can see perspective, we can see color, we can see all kinds of things that other species and animals do not see. But no one reads the whole book of Darwin. You know, and any time that you're giving a talk or anybody's talking to you or anything, they want to make their point. So they only ever pick the things out of something that will reinforce what they're saying. So think of those things, and here again, that is knowledge that you don't have. It's available to us. But the outside world and the people in authority sometimes omit what is there so that they can get what they want out of life, you see? So it's to manipulate you. And it's always to get their point across. So don't believe that. Know that you are an intentional species. Now, see if I can back this up for you and make this even clearer. You have often heard the expression, I am in this world, but I am not of this world. What does that mean? Does anyone know what the world is made from? The elements. Oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and silica. What are humans? Nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon. You see, we're made of the same stuff as the stars. The stars are made from carbon. They have all those elements. The earth does not have that element. Its main element is silica, I think ammonia in there. So we don't have the same elements. We have different elements in our body than the earth. That's why we can make this statement, I am in this world, but I am not of this world. There are many people out there who refer to human beings as star people, that we came from the stars. These are things just to think about, so that you know how wonderful you are, and so that you realize your own magnificence. And you realize that this thing that we call God really wants you here, really loves you that much, that it made you. And we also know that. We say we're made in the image and likeness of God. What that means is we're made in the image and likeness of God inwardly, because God does not look like human beings. We can never do that to God. Because if we do that to something that's infinite, we start to make it finite. And we can't do that. We have to know that God is completely infinite. God is always above words and thoughts, beyond words and thoughts. We cannot describe God in words. God's beyond words. And God's beyond thoughts. And you have to realize that. But the thing that really you have to do internally is realize that you were meant to be here. You were meant to be human beings. You are not an accident of evolution. That you were actually meant to be here. That you were intentional. That this whole human experience is an intentional thing. And so many people think, oh, well, we're just here. We don't know how we got here. Whatever they're thinking. Don't think that about yourself. Realize how magnificent you are. And realize that you have this power. And that you are intentional. You see, when you think that you're intentional, doesn't that help you to think that you matter? That absolutely helps you to think that you matter. So that is the good news. You and I and everybody are intentional species. We were meant to be here. Now, with that, let's do our little dance. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. Okay. I matter. I really, really matter. I matter. I really, really matter. Terrific. Now, we have said for the longest time, wonderful, wonderful me, to know that you're worthy, deserving, and totally lovable. With this new year here, start bringing that from your head, not only into your heart, but into every part of your being, so that every cell of your being realizes that. It makes all the difference in the world when that is absolutely throughout your entire being. instead of just, oh, isn't that fun? So when you move and do something, you're helping put that in your health, to bring that deeper into your body so that it becomes part of your being, that you don't even have to think about it, that you, it's right there all the time. But it's done that way. You have to. Looking in the mirror and so forth with Wonderful, Wonderful Me is a wonderful exercise. And do it every day. But as you're doing it now, know that it's seeping in and it's seeping down and it's going through your entire being. It makes all the difference. And all that other stuff that's in there will start to move itself out. There won't be room for the negativity. There won't be room for the other stuff. But then you'll have a solid foundation and you'll feel solid about everything. Okay? So, really work on that. You can even feel the difference, can't you, when you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You feel the difference right away when you do that. Absolutely important to make sure that your whole being knows it. You know, this teaching can be very intellectual and it can be very airy-fairy. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to change our lives. We're here to make our lives better. And in order to do that, these little exercises, we have to apply them to our daily ritual so that we can move forward and have a wonderful, wonderful experience with life. All right, race mind. I had a client who got a good job and is making good money, but said to me, I'm not going to get too comfortable with that just in case. And how many times in your life have you heard somebody say, well, don't get comfortable with that, don't get used to that, things will change. The whole idea in life is to get comfortable with money, get comfortable and get used to money. Not if you get a better job and you're making more money, you can't say, well, I'm not going to get used to this in case it goes away. You see, if you're making more money, get used to it. Doesn't mean spending them. It means getting used to it. It means saying, I deserve this. I'm worthy of this. And it's stretching your consciousness. If you have all that money, making more money, but you're not going to get comfortable with it, you're not going to get used to it, you haven't stretched your consciousness at all. So what are you going to do? Go back to where you were comfortable. You see, remember they used to talk about your comfort zone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people stay, in their comfort zone. And you have to learn to stretch your comfort zone. You have to learn to stretch everything in your life. If you get a new job and then you're making more money, but you're not going to get comfortable with that and used to that, now your comfort zone is back to where it was. So, if you lose that job, you're going to go back to your comfort zone. Because you haven't stretched your consciousness. If you stretch your consciousness and you're making X amount of money, the universe will never put you back. Once your mind, once your consciousness is stretched, it does not go back. So if you lose your job, you know that the next job is going to pay even more money. But get comfortable with where you are in life and stretch it. Don't stay comfortable with what you used to have. And that's what so many people do, and that's that comfort zone. And they think that that's safety and all. And it's not safety. You have to stretch. You have to move forward. And especially with, I guess we could call it, the inflation that the world has out there. Because if you don't keep stretching your consciousness to meet that, you're not going to keep up with everything. So you have to do that. So if you hear anyone saying, I don't want to get comfortable, it's ridiculous. get comfortable with the money. And it doesn't mean that you're going to run out and spend all that money and go crazy. It means you're going to start to see, oh, I'm worthy of this money. I deserve this money. I also hear this with people. Oh, yes, I got a good job. I didn't think I would get that job. And I'm making good money. But if they find out that I don't know how to do this job, that I'm not capable of doing this job, what's going to happen? Most people feel that they're not capable when they first get a job and so forth. Move into the capability. Stretch yourself. Learn the job, for goodness sakes, and make yourself do it. Don't do that kind of stuff to yourself. No. You have to stretch. And if you got that job, it means you can do that job. Don't talk yourself out of it by saying, if they knew, if they only knew. People do that across the board with relationships. Well, they wouldn't like me if they really knew who I was. I wouldn't have this job if they knew I didn't know how to do it, my education. Don't do that stuff to yourself. What good does that do you? Learn the job. You can learn anything, and you can learn quickly. Everyone has a good mind. Learn to use it. How do you know you have a good mind?
Because it's the mind of God.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good job, Jim.
I've been listening.
That was really good.
There's only one mind, the mind of God. We all live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. Therefore, you have a good mind. Therefore, you can get your work. You can do all these things. An impossibility to say you can't do something. Because you're using the mind of God. And you say to yourself, I'm using the mind of God. And you open to that. And you say to that mind, drop ideas in here. Help me out here. And lo and behold, you'll do it. You knew that, and you knew that. If you're doing Abraham Hicks, ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open. But you have to do it. You have to do the knocking. You have to do the seeking. You see, remember I always say God is so polite. God waits for you to ask. He doesn't shove things at you. God is a polite person. So ask. And everything is there. Just ask for it. Okay? Now, what's tonight's topic? My favorite topic. Conformity. I think somebody once said conformity is the hobgoblin of small minds. The hobgoblin of small minds. I forget whose quote that is at the present moment. But that's absolutely true. Now, what about all this conforming? Okay. Only the world outside what we call race mind practices and wants everyone to conform. The world wants it. And it's doing that constantly. And it's trying to make everyone homogenous. And what is the latest thing that's doing that in the world? Corporations. Corporations are taking over. You don't know if you can go downtown, Old Town, Pasadena, and all those shops, you might as well be in Peoria, Illinois. You might as well be in Peoria, Illinois. It makes no difference whatsoever. You're conforming. Don't conform to those different things. You can shop in those things. But look around and see. Oh my goodness. They want us all to be alike. They want us all to dress alike. They want everybody to conform. This thing they call God doesn't want you to conform. After all, God is all possibilities. And you are individualized expression of those possibilities. So remember, you're an individual. And don't conform to the world. And don't conform to institutions and so forth. All brand name churches want you to conform. All brand name churches want you to conform. they think that if everyone looks alike, acts alike, that the world will be at peace. But that is not true. That is not true. Learn to be an individual. Years ago when I lived in the village, it was very popular for everyone to have brown flight jackets with that little collar. This one particular bar that I went into, everyone there had the flight jackets on, the same pants, the same shoes. And I got to thinking, if you went to the bathroom and came back, and you were with somebody, who would you know who you were with? They all looked exactly the same. They all looked exactly the same. Don't do that type of thing to yourself. That's not honoring your individuality. That's not honoring God at all, to conform to things. You know, don't do it. Learn to be your own person. Learn to think your own thoughts instead of somebody else's thoughts. Wouldn't that be something? But you have to pick and choose there. You have to get lots of knowledge and go around and see different things. But most people, and the communication that you're getting from most people, are just regurgitating something they heard from somebody else. There's not one bit of originality in anything that they're saying to you. They have gotten it all from something else or somebody else. Now, does that make sense to you? Why do you want to do that? You might think, I was a friend, a teacher, and everyone thought, oh, he is so brilliant. He has wonderful dinner parties, and he would just spout off all this political stuff and go on and on and on. Sounded absolutely perfect. But it was verbatim of what was in Newsweek. Verbatim. He had the complete articles memorized, and he just went down. And everyone thought, isn't he brilliant? I thought, well, no, he's not brilliant. He read Newsweek, and he's not adding one new thing to this conversation whatsoever. But this is what most people do. They hear the news, they hear other things going on from somebody else, and they take it as truth. And they start to tell that as truth. Don't do that. Don't confirm that type of thing. Check things out for yourself. Check things out for yourself and see, how do I really think about this? How do I feel about this? You see, you can think any thought you want to think. You don't have to think any thought that I'm thinking. And you don't have to feel anything that I'm feeling. You can be individual and do all that yourself. But you have to be able not to conform to the world. And that world, which we always say is very convincing, wants you to conform. It wants you to do everything the way it's done. The biggest culprits, of course, are the news and television itself, constantly setting up things so that you conform to something. The fashion world does it all the time. It wants you to conform and wear what it tells you is the year's best thing. Everyone rushes out and buys that stuff. That's all based on what? Economics. That's based on sales. Now, if you want to do that, all well and good. But know that you're doing it. Don't just do these things and conform and be led down the path. Don't do it. Say, ha-ha, I'm going to think differently here. I'm not going to conform to what other people are thinking. I'm not going to conform to the world. What's the world doing right now? It's telling everyone to spend tons of money on credit cards. And everyone's conforming to that. And we have conformed our ideas to think that credit is a wonderful thing. And that These credit cards mean that that money is ours and we can spend that money. The money's not yours. It's going to cost you a great deal of money to do that. But they want you to conform to that, and they have conformed people to using credit cards and to doing that stuff to the point where this country is in so much credit card debt that it's frightening. Mm-hmm. It's frightening. Because we do not have a stable economy. They would like to tell you that our economy is stable. Our economy is based on credit. And if it crumbles, everything crumbles. Now the government probably won't let it crumble because it's all this stuff, you know, is man-made and manufactured anyway. You know, all the ups and downs, any of that stuff, completely man-made. There's no such thing as the economy. We make the economy. We're the ones who do the economy. Economy in the world, especially in this country, is done by what? By your thinking. Mm-hmm. As soon as you lose confidence in the economy goes down. As soon as you gain confidence in the economy goes up. It's all done with mind. It's all done with that. And you be conformed to those different things. So don't conform to that stuff. Realize that. I think it was Candace that used to say, poor people go up and down with their money. Rich people watch their money go up and down. Mm-hmm. And isn't that true?
Yeah.
Because you go up and down with your money. The rich people just watch their money go up and down. They're stabilized. But the world is always going to want you to conform to something. And it is the hobgoblin of small minds. And you do not want a small mind. You want a big mind, an expansive mind. Because if you're living and moving and having your being in the mind of God, why should you settle for a small portion of that? And why would you want to conform and be like everybody else? And be like everybody else. That, what you're holding, is an example of conforming.
I'm enjoying it, and I know that I'm liking it.
Yes, and that's fine.
And I got a Starbucks card for Christmas.
Yes, but didn't we all conform? There was no Starbucks years ago.
Right.
Then Starbucks started, everyone immediately conformed to Starbucks.
Except I don't like their coffee, I only like their tea.
How well, there we go. No, there's nothing wrong with doing these things. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying see how you conform to something.
Right.
If you want to do it, do it. But don't be led by the nose all the time by the outside world and what it's telling you. Because that's not life, by the way. There's nothing to do with life. Learn to think for yourself. And learn that you are an individualized expression of God and that you're using that mind. Otherwise, you're taking all the possibilities out of everything. And that's what people, you know, most people want to conform. Why do they want to conform? Because now they don't have to think. They don't have to think about a thing. Andy and I on the way over past something in Glendale that said, the flu is here. On a medical building, remember? It said the flu is here, and then it said reports from CDC something. I don't know anyone that has the flu, or has even had the flu this year. I didn't know it was here. You know, now I do. What am I going to do with it? But people conform to that also.
Mm-hmm.
They can jump right in line and conform to that. And then they go all go get a flu shot. That's conforming again. I'm not saying that those things are bad. I'm just saying, look what's going on in your life. Don't just become a robot and conform to everything that's going up and down the highway. How many people here own one of those big, I call them contraption?
SUVs?
Yes. One person.
Well, I don't know if it's big. It's not big, but I own an SUV.
Right. Well, that's fine. But look how when they first came out, everyone immediately had to have one. Everyone had to conform to that. You know, that, there's nothing wrong
well,
with
that's
that.
Well, that's interesting because I bought it for a whole different reason.
Yes, of course.
I don't hate it because I have to live with it right now, so I pet it a lot. But it's, I don't want a SUV.
Well, then you're
going
to get rid of that SUV.
It's a work. But it is a work.
Yeah. But that's what to look at in life, to see where this conformity comes in and how you conform to the different things. And we don't have to conform to anything. We can be our own person. And that's what life is all about, learning to be your own person. I think that you'll find that you're much happier when you stop conforming to things. Mm-hmm. Because if you have to conform to everything, you start to think that you need that. Mm-hmm. And you start to think that there's something wrong if I don't have it and everybody else has it. Now what's that make me? Well, it makes you pretty smart if you ask me. Mm-hmm. But the world wants to tell you there's something wrong with you if you don't conform to the different things. You do, and you, actors, shouldn't never want to conform to anything. No. Never want to conform to anything.
I remember back when, I don't know if it was the same for everybody else, but when I was in high school, the one thing, I just wanted to blend in, just be like everyone else.
That's a high school thing.
Yeah. I guess.
Right.
But now that I've gotten older, the last thing I don't want to do is like blend in, especially being actors. All of us, the last thing you want to do is blend into the background with, or with, be like everyone else. I can't notice the difference as I get a little harder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a specific haircut. And I had it long before a lot of people had it. I went to a concert at Universal Studios and I was standing in line. And I looked and a bunch of women had it. That day I said, I'm growing my hair out. Because I couldn't, I'm like, I don't want to look. It's like, it's over. I'm not done with it. And my friends go, why'd you do that to your hair? I thought you were glad. You look so good. I said, because everybody has that cut. It's just so boring.
It is.
Well, I think, and you going back to the SUVs, I believe that for quite a while, Mercedes and BMW didn't make them. Then all of a sudden you started seeing the Mercedes and BMW. They probably figured, you know, we better get in on this market for those who like Mercedes and BMWs. Yes. And then they're all over now.
We conform. We conform. But corporations, Pottery Barn, and all those things that are out there, I'm not saying don't buy stuff from them, but they're across the country, and you're probably going to everybody's home across the country. Everything could look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, when Levittown, does anyone know what Levittown was?
Long Island?
The first one started in New Jersey.
Oh, a big development, right?
Yeah, Mr. Levitt.
Right.
And that was to bring people into the suburbs. And he bought these homes. He built these homes. They were fairly nice. I think there were four or maybe five models.
Like Sears homes?
Just a track.
Homes. Yeah. About thousands of them. To conform. Mm-hmm. Everyone started to conform. Remember that song, Ticky Tacky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Little Houses on the Hillside.
Houses on the Hillside.
That's the line for Weeds.
Yeah.
Ticky Tacky. That's just the theme song.
Ticky Tacky.
But I go up when you take a ride up to Santa Clarita.
Oh yeah,
and they're on every ridge, and they all look alike. Mm-hmm. Every if you got drunk, you could never find your home.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Orange County
and East.
Yeah,
Rancho Cucamonga. What I love about Pasadena, so eclectic.
And the valley, of course, there's a lot of that. But the whole idea is the world wants everybody to homogenize. I used to love to go to Europe and so forth. I still do. But when I went to Europe, there was no McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Now there are McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken in Europe. Why would I travel to Europe to eat in a McDonald's? It's like people who travel the world but they'll only stay in Holiday Inn, or they'll only stay in the Hilton Hotel. They might as well stay at home.
Yeah.
You might as well stay at home. When you start to conform like that, you are shrinking yourself. You are not expanding yourself. People think that in conformity, there is safety. And there is no safety in conformity. People in brand name churches think that there's salvation through affiliation. And there's no and there's no salvation through affiliation. But they conform to that. Don't conform. Use your mind that you were given to be creative with it. We are here to be creative. We're not here to conform. You see. Do that for yourselves. And you'll see a big difference in it. Especially actors and so forth. Now you know that from when you were in high school to now. You want to stand out. You want to be different. You don't want to blend in. You don't want to blend in, do you? No. You have to know that you do not have to conform. But please, do not conform to what the world is telling you out there all the time. The world is not telling the truth. There is no truth in what the world is telling you. There is no truth coming across the television set. There is no truth in a newspaper. They're all facts. And they're all there to make you think the same, to make you conform to something. Read the newspaper. Raymond Charles Barker read the New York Times inside and out, and when he was finished, he would slap his hand on the table and say, not a damn bit of truth in it. But he read it anyway. And that's what you have to do. You can read that stuff, but you cannot let your mind say, oh, that's true. Because it's not true. Do not let your mind conform to that stuff. Let the rest of the people out there do it. But don't you people do that type of thing. Be an individual. And use that individuality to get what you want in life. And any time that you're an individual and you stand up and be counted as an individual, the world will come to you. They don't like it when you start. But once you become an individual, they flock to you. Remember when Madonna started? Everyone said, oh, what a horrible person. She'll never make it. She'll do this. She'll do that. As soon as she became an individual, did not the world flock to her? And I can give you example after example after example of that. But she said, I'm an individual, and I'm standing in my individuality. And she stood in her individuality, and the world came to her. I'm pointing that out. For actors, stand, know who you are in your individuality. The casting people will come to you because that's what the world is looking for, even though it says it doesn't want it. When they see it, they want it, but they will not encourage it. They will never encourage you to be an individual. In school, did they encourage any individuals? No, sit down, shut up, do it just like everybody else. You can't have that. How can you? How dare you think that way? I was in an art class once. They threw me out. They didn't like the way I did the art. I wasn't conforming to the rest of the people. Yeah, did that to you too?
I called my parents in for teacher parent conference because. Or the teacher said, you know, draw a picture, make it any color you want. So I made the sun, and I think I colored it black or blue or something, just because I wanted to. And they thought there was something wrong with me. So they called my parents. And, you know, that's not right.
Yeah.
Your son's deeply disturbed.
Well, conformity starts at home, and then it continues in grade school. And schools teach conformity. And if you're outside of any of that, of course there's something wrong with you because they have no idea how to deal with it.
Well, they come up with all sorts of things now. Everyone's ADD and everyone's ADHD. Yeah. And in reality, it may just be that they're being different. They're being themselves.
Well, they have discovered that now, you know, that most of the people, most of the young kids that they diagnosed as ADD and put on Ritalin are not ADD at all.
Normal kids are bored.
They're normal kids that are bored. And the thing about Ritalin is they prescribe Ritalin to children. But Ritalin, there are no clinical surveys, trials on children, only on adults. So they have no idea what Ritalin does to a growing mind. Mm. And no idea what it will do to the mind. But they have those kids on it. Because they must conform. You must conform. At all costs, you must conform. Actors, who was the Hollywood actor that wouldn't conform, and they gave her a lobotomy.
Francis Farmer.
She would not conform. She was a terrific actress, but she would not conform. So they thought, well, you're crazy. So they gave her a lobotomy. Yes, a lobotomy.
Yeah.
Up the nose. You know how they did it then? They do it up the nose with a knitting needle. I didn't need to know that. Now, that's how much people want, the world wants you to conform. They cannot stand it when you don't conform. Not
stand. Well, it's the same as people saying, that's what how I was raised.
Yes.
And my next question was, so, like, you haven't thought past what you were, how you were raised? I mean, that's kind of a weird statement. That's how I was raised. Really? Okay, so like you don't have your own brain to figure out that there might be some other possibility?
Yes.
I mean, at some point, I think you have to think about that. And most a lot of people don't.
No, a lot, I think it's 78%, don't think. And they do, but they take in everything that their parents say, and they just keep repeating all that stuff that their parents said. You're not here to repeat things. You can't be an individualized expression of God and then repeat somebody else's life. What good does that do? It does no good whatsoever. You have to be your own person. You have to be your own individual and not conform to what the world is doing out there. Sometimes it's difficult. But once you get the knack of it, and once you do it, the world comes to you. The world comes to you. Name any person across the board that became famous. Were they not individuals? Mm-hmm. They were individuals. They stood out from the crowd. So learn to stand out from the crowd and know that everyone can stand out from the crowd. You see, we can all be individuals. But people think, oh no, there could only be a few individuals. There could only be so many people that are brilliant. So many people are this, that, or the other thing. That's not true. That's not true. That's the world again, giving you misinformation. Because the world loves to say only 2% of this can do this, only 4 can do that, da 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 da. You can do it all if you remember what? That you're an intentional species and that you're living, moving, and having your being in the mind of God. And that you can use that mind. You can use the mind of God. How many times have I said that God is useful? Learn to use it. Learn to use the power. If you were made to have that power, to hold that power, didn't you? When I say you were made intentionally, which is absolutely true, to hold the power, what I'm saying is, the way our bodies are constructed, you know, we're just a sack of water. That's all we are. It's a sack of water. But we had to be strong enough to be able to hold this power that's inside of us. And other species weren't. They weren't able to. So, if you weren't intentionally made, you'd probably blow up at this power. Because the power is very strong. But we were made specifically to do this, intentionally to do this. So be individuals and don't conform to the world. I have two cards select. I am grateful for the knowledge of truth that liberates me from guilt and allows my desires to manifest. What are the important things here? You do know the truth. You know that you're one with God. You know that you're an intentional species. You know that you're wonderful, deserving, lovable, and that you matter. Those are the truths. So if you know that, the truth liberates you from guilt. Guilt is a man-made thing. The world wants to always instill guilt in everything. Know the truth of the thing, that you're not guilty. Is there anyone here who thinks that they're guilty still of anything? No. Give that idea up. Brand name churches always want to instill guilt in everyone because they want to tell you that you were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. They especially hate women, by the way, especially the Baptist Church. You know, the Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Church, still will not take that out. They still blame women for the downfall of men. They still do.
They're poorly informed.
And it's brought up at every Southern, every time they have the big conventions, it's brought up. And, of course, the men are there to say, no, we're blaming the women. But you go to any Baptist church, and it's loaded with women, and it's women that support the church. If I were the women, I'd take them, say, out of here. I'm taking my money and going. So don't allow that guilt to hurt you. And it liberates me from the guilt and allows me and allows my desires to be manifest. You see, a lot of people are trying to manifest something, and you're not going to get it if you have one bit of guilt in you. If you feel guilty, you're not going to get it. So give up guilt. Give it up. It's man-made. You made it. You're the one that's feeling guilty about it. Say, I forgive myself. When I had the Knoxville Church of Religious Science, I would stand up and tell them, I cannot forgive you. This church cannot forgive you. And God cannot forgive you. You must forgive yourself for any transition that you think you made. For any transition you think you made. There's no such thing as sin. The only sin, if there is a sin, is the sin of not understanding. Once you understand, everything comes to you. So understand that you're one with this power. And understand that you can use this power. And understand that there is no rhyme or reason for guilt, regardless of what your mind is telling you. Regardless of what your mind is telling you. And do the Mary Baker Eddy thing of being a lawyer before a judge and argue your case and make sure that you always win. Your mind is always judging. And it's always judging you. You must tell it to shut up. You must tell it to shut up. You must argue with that judge, the judging mind. And you must win. No one else makes you feel anything except yourself. And no one else can make you do that. Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one can make you feel inferior.
Without your permission.
Pardon?
Without your permission.
Without your permission. No one can make you feel inferior without your permission. Don't give it to them. And don't give the world that permission to do that stuff for you. Every atom and cell of my body is attuned to God's healing power. and respond with renewed vigor and vitality. Renewed vigor and vitality. Every atom and cell of my body. Think of that. Every atom and cell of your body. You see, we look at ourselves as this body. But there's trillions, trillions of cells inside. Each of those cells has a mind of its own. Each of those cells is a life of its own. Each of those cells is the life of God. And each of those cells knows exactly how to heal you and how to keep you vigorous all the time. So remember that and say to yourself, you know, people say, well, if you get a virus or a bacteria, they multiply so fast and there's just, there's more of you than there are of them. There's more of you than there are of them. The outside world wants to tell you there are more of them. So remember that and know that every cell in your body is connected to this thing that we call God. Every cell. And every cell in your body has a mind and is thinking and is capable of thinking. And use your whole body. They know perfectly well now that the mind is not contained up here in the brain. It's contained throughout your entire body. Your whole body is thinking all the time. Learn to use that. Make your life what you want it to be. And it's wonderful. So are you. So am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.